Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Harga minyak global, pendengar, meroket di tengah pertempuran di Ukraina, menyebabkan rekor harga bahan bakar di Australia. Ada seruan agar pemerintah memotong pajak bahan bakar hanya 2 minggu dari penganggaran federal. Berikut ini rangkuman yang disusun oleh Ariana Lucente dan Pablo Finales. Kenaikan harga bahan bakar memicu seruan bagi pemerintah untuk turun tangan. Harga minyak global telah meroket hanya 2 minggu dari penganggaran pra-pemilu. Perdana Menteri Scott Morrison mengatakan hal ini terjadi karena situasi di Ukraina.
We are very aware of what is occurring with petrol prices, and Australians understand that this is being caused, and the ACCC has confirmed this only in the last 24 hours, this is being caused by the disruption of the war in Europe and the invasion of Russia into Ukraine. Now, Australians understand that, and we understand it, and listening carefully, not only to our own members, of course, who are on the ground, but directly to the community themselves. And these cost of living impacts are real.
Para pemimpin negara bagian menuntut pemotongan sementara pajak bahan bakar guna membantu konsumen yang kesulitan. Pajak ini, pendengar, jumlahnya sekitar 20 miliar dolar per tahun yang digunakan untuk infrastruktur jalan dan transportasi. Bea bahan bakar adalah pajak tetap yang dipungut oleh pemerintah Australia atas bensin dan solar. Chris Richardson dari Deloitte Access Economics mengatakan bea ini sekitar 1/5 dari harga bahan bakar.
The overwhelming bit of the price that you pay at the pump is the world price of oil. And it's that, by the way, that's bouncing up and down with the news out of the war in Europe. The steady bit, you know, there's some tax from the government and there's some costs here in Australia, the costs of the service station.
Harga bahan bakar ini sudah melebihi $2.20 per liternya dan diperkirakan akan naik hingga $2.50. Tetapi para ahli mempertanyakan seberapa efektif pemotongan indeksasi dari bea ini. Mr. Richardson mengatakan langkah ini tidak akan ada manfaatnya.
Almost nothing. A pause to indexation is going to save a cent every year out of something that's bouncing, you know, 10 and 20 cents in a week. That's all about the politicians showing that they feel people's pain. And there is genuine pain, but you cannot fix the pain caused by a war in Europe with a band-aid on a tax in Australia.
Flado Vivoda, dosen senior studi strategis di Deakin University, mengatakan pemotongan cukai bahan bakar bisa membuat bensin lebih murah untuk sementara waktu, tetapi harga minyak mentah masih terlalu fluktuatif.
The government has absolutely no control over the international prices. Australia is not really a player here. So the only tool at the government's disposal is the fuel excise, where it can manipulate the final price. But this is obviously a very difficult public policy decision because the money that the government takes in revenue from the fuel excise gets reinvested by and large into maintaining roads and transport infrastructure, so keeping the roads safe. And this is something very important now, particularly after, you know, the roads have been, so many roads have been ravaged by floods in New South Wales and southeastern Queensland.
Sementara itu, Scott Morrison mengatakan, keputusan apapun terkait hal ini akan diketahui ketika anggaran federal diserahkan pada 29 Maret mendatang.
The budget is in a couple of weeks, and that's when announcements are made about all matters in relation to the budget. And I don't intend to engage in pre-budget speculation on this matter or any other matter. Delivered 3 budgets of my own as Treasurer and 3 as Prime Minister. And so there's always a lot of speculation before budgets, and so I will leave the government's decisions for budget to that night.
Pemimpin oposisi Anthony Albanese mengatakan harga bensin naik, sementara gaji tetap sama.
They haven't done anything about petrol. We'll await to see what they do with regard to petrol. But what we know is that this government have low wages as a deliberate design feature of their economic policy. So everything's going up except people's wages, which is why people are really, really struggling.
Sebagai jalan keluar yang lebih berkelanjutan, pendengar, para ahli mengatakan untuk meninggalkan bahan bakar fosil. Vlado Vivoda dari Deakin University mengatakan Australia perlu mengadopsi kendaraan listrik.
Encouraging substitution in the transportation sector to move to electric vehicles would be beneficial for our energy security. It would be beneficial for decarbonization in Australia. So for the federal government and state and territory governments to put in incentives and encourage consumers to switch from petrol-based cars into electric vehicles would be something this is really the right time for that.
Dalam jangka pendek, masalah biaya hiduplah yang akan tetap menjadi perhatian politik. Para pemilih di berbagai daerah di negeri ini merasakan dampaknya, yang mana dapat memburuk ketika berlangsungnya pemilihan federal. Mr. Albanese mengatakan, harga bensin ini sudah menjadi masalah bahkan sebelum terjadinya perang di luar negeri.
Families are under massive pressure. Everything is going up. Petrol was almost $2 a litre before the Ukraine conflict. So it's been high for a considerable period of time. We have petrol that is very high and people are really struggling, in regional communities particularly, where you have no choice but to get in your car, to get around, to get to work, to get to activity.
Perusahaan yang melakukan jajak pendapat pendengar, Newspoll, telah memiliki beberapa indikasi terkait pandangan dari para pemilih. Suara utama untuk pihak buruh dan koalisi tetap tidak berubah. Dalam jajak pendapat dua partai, pihak oposisi memimpin dengan 10 angka. Untuk pertama kali dalam lebih dari 2 tahun, Anthony Albanese berhasil sejajar dengan Scott Morrison sebagai Perdana Menteri yang lebih baik. Namun jajak pendapat yang sebenarnya pada hari pemilihan umum masih belum diumumkan. Rangkuman tersebut, pendengar, disusun oleh Ariana Lucente dan Pablo Finales untuk SBS News dan diproduksi oleh Tia Arda untuk SBS Indonesia.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.